Thank you, Dick. As determined by the Regulator Council in March 2019, all ordinary special and annual general meetings of the Council are to be audio recorded and a link will be made available on the Regulator Council website and a copy of the list of the audio recording of a previous Council meeting. In accordance with the Local Government Act 1993 and Regulation 33 of the Local Government Procedures Regulations 2015, these audio files will be retained by Council for at least 6 months and made available for listening online within 7 days of the scheduled meeting. The written minutes of a meeting once confirmed prevail over the audio recording of the meeting, and a transcript of the recording will not be prepared. I'd like to welcome everybody here this morning and declare the meeting open. We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we work and live, the Tarawa people of this land, Tasmania, recognise their continuing connection to land, skies and waters, and we pay respects to the elders past and present. We have all of our councillors in attendance, we have no apologies, no leave of absence and no staff in attendance. Just before we go on, I'll just mention at around 1:30 we have a special guest coming to do a presentation. So hopefully we can finish early, have lunch and back here at 1:30. We'll move on to 23.2.1, which is a public question time.
Excuse me, Matt. We have staff in attendance.
We do?
Yes, you said no staff in attendance, so I'd just like I'd like just a point of clarification. They seem to be here. I can send to see if you
want
to
see them too. Well,
I
can
see them too.
Staff to Santa Valley.
Thank you. Questions, yes.
Janet, do you have a question?
I do. Two questions from Rob Alexander of Esk Main Road, I think it is, address, of St Mary's. The first one is Council able to do something about the entry into town from the St Mary's part end, as it sometimes looks a little untidy, particularly around the notice board where the signs go up for advertising events in the town. And further, understanding that it's not a council responsibility because it's a state road, are council able to engage with state roads to do more regular maintenance on the roadsides leading into the town? That's the first question.
Thank you.
And the second question is... will there be a path constructed from Irish Town Road to Greymare's Tail Lookout Car Park? I believe this was discussed during the recreational trail strategy community discussions, and this would be a great addition for both those living in our community and those who are visiting our community.
And who's that from?
Same person, Rob.
Same person?
Yeah.
Thank you. If you could make sure we get a copy of them, and there'll be a response within 7 working days. Do we have any other questions? We have nothing. So 23.3.0 is the declaration of interest of the Council of Place Association. We have nothing. 23.4.1 is the confirmation of the minutes of the Council meeting on the 16th of October. Can I have somebody move that the minutes be received? Councillor Chappell, seconded. Councillor Holden. Do you have any commentary? Okay, I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous, thank you. 23.5.0 is the Council workshop held since the 16th of October. 23.6.0 is the Planning Authority, and I'm just advising today we have nothing in the Planning Authority. 23.7.1, Council Meeting Actions. John, would you like to take that if there is any questions? Councillor McCarthy.
Understanding that the online access centre stuff is subject to the state making some sort of undertaking. undertaking in terms of what they're up to, but I'm just wondering about the timeframes, if that's going to be tardy like it is at the moment, when we can actually get around a community consultation, which is not only about the online access in the centre, it's about what hubs look like into the future.
So through Mr. Mayor, we've assumed we've reviewed the state and there just seems to be silence. That's what we're getting. I'm not quite sure where that's going, but we'll keep pushing to do that. See what we can get.
But just on a follow up, what number is that? Where were you, where are you?
Because page 16.
Page 16. So we've had a conversation, but is there a way we can like do another letter? Like, don't they need to respond to us within 7 days or something like that? Don't they have like we do when we get a question asked of us? There's a response given within a period of time. I'm just asking the question.
I will let the general manager give a diplomatic response.
Okay, yeah. But I just...
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It would be lovely if they had a customer service charter where they responded within 7 days.
Working days.
7 days.
7 working days, I've given.
Unfortunately, there isn't, and all we do is keep chasing them and saying we have a response to our letter, and that's all we can do with it because there's... The accountability for a response is
here. Can I just add to my comments? I guess what I'm concerned about is the time frame that it will be allowed. If they're slow, what sort of community consultation can be undertaken in the time frames we've got before funding's a pressure? But I appreciate the general manager's answer.
Do we have any other questions? Yeah, nice. We'll move on to 23.8.0 as petitions. We have new 23.9.0 as notice of motions, and we have nothing. 23.10, councillors' questions on notice, which is new. 23.11.0, councillors' questions without notice. Do we have any? Councillor Wright.
Yes. Hang on. Let me just find my question. I have emailed it through. No, I can't find it. Hang on. Yes, thanks. Thank you. Oh, yeah. So due to concerns over yet another accident on Tasman Highway and Diana's Basin, I'm asking Council to please consider approaching state government to reduce the speed limit between St Helens and Beaumaris to 80 kilometres an hour. This section of road is considered dangerous by many locals and visitors. I understand there has been at least 4 accidents in that section in the last couple of years, and with at least 1 fatality about 12 months ago. The accident the other day, I didn't see the accident, but I'm told that it was the same power pole connected with that killed the lady about 12 months ago. So can we please look at something, perhaps even looking at black spot funding allocations for that area?
Thank you, Councillor. You've already submitted that to... Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Have we got any other questions for that notice, Councillor Drummond?
Thank you.
And this, the question is, can we set aside time to talk about what's happening with the amalgamation conversation?
I believe I missed a meeting while I was away. I haven't been able to find any minutes of that meeting. It's just arisen because through the weekend I got asked quite a number of times by people in the community, because our mayor... Lovely Mayor was on the radio talking about the amalgamation, I think, Thursday. Would that be right?
Someday.
Anyway, you were on the radio talking about the amalgamation. People were asking me what the council position was, and I said I will take that on notice because I don't know what our current position is.
We will give you my councillor, even though we don't normally do it. We do have a position in council, and you've been a part of that, which is we support further investigation into potential boundary adjustment amalgamation. And that's never changed. That's been our council position all the way through.
Yeah.
And Laboratory Bay has also supported, through a council decision, further investigation, as well as the realm. So that's where we are, and it's now initiating with the government, which they have agreed to fully fund, further investigation before we have anything further to discuss, because we can't have community consultation if we don't have the investigation to come back with the latest data.
I was just going to say, so my question is, has that been endorsed by this particular council? Because that was our position under the last council, I know. I'm just wondering, that has been endorsed while I was away?
Yes.
Thank you. I just need to find it somewhere.
Just a quick question on that. I wasn't aware that Sorrel had been brought into that picture, so I'm just wondering when that actually occurred, that Sorrel was invited into that
Sorrel
conversation with...
2016-17.
Okay, I don't recall us... Yeah, I thought that was about splitting Glamorgan Spring Bay, but this looks like it's about conglomerating the whole three of us.
Three, Mr. Mayor, is if people read the report, it's quite clear
that
it is about northern part, south part.
Okay.
The media has been incorrect, everybody, saying the three councils.
That was my thought, but yes, I just wanted to...
The media was incorrect. In the report, there's actually, there seems to be a typo in the report as well, which actually puts the three councils there. The next line below, which is Hobart to the north, it's got Brabbit's two councils. I think the two councils piece is meant to be above, beside the three, but all the scenarios are around the northern east coast and the southern east coast.
And there's a map, I think, John, in the community consultation paper, which is the small paper. Yeah. No, I know the huge report, but in the community consultation one, there's a small map, I think, showing the potential.
Councillor Johnston.
Thank you for that question. I also had a question around that, so I just want that to be noted, that I did have a question around that. And my... So when we made a decision, I thought that we talked about going sort of to Bishano, and then there was a conversation about us going a little bit further because people from Swansea had said that. So me as a new councillor, my understanding was that that's what we were investigating, a boundary readjustment. And I did note with... your commentary on the radio, Mayor, which I really appreciated about the journey that we need to take with people. And I would really like at some point, like what Janet asked there, that we have look at how we're going to do that journey, those conversations. I hear that we're going to investigate things. Somehow I feel, and I'd like to propose maybe when we have a discussion, when we investigate, somehow the community needs to be involved in that.
If
so,
I may, Councillor Johnston, it's extremely hard, and I'll be honest, it's extremely hard to have a consultation with the community before the investigation, because until there's an investigation, we have no data. Before there's an investigation, we don't know where they may wish to have the boundary. At the moment, in the map, if you take the time to read right through this, you'll see the map goes basically and it's saying Freycinet, Cold Bay here. Then there's another part that's got a row of dots around it, which is where the people are quite, they'll go each way. Some want to go north, some want to go south, because it's around the Swansea area. And then there's the Swansea area south, which is Sorrel. But it's really, really hard to, because until that investigation, we don't know if there's any financial viability to even consider. So you can't come to the people and say, we think the line should be here, we think it's financially viable, because we don't think at all. We've actually got to have the investigation to be able to verify whether it's financially viable and where the actual, if you like, the new boundary adjustment should be, because there's been quite a few. Some have said it should go all the way to Swansea, some saying Cherry Tree Hill, some saying only Bishano, and then the report has said Freycinet and Bishano. So there's quite a lot of variation within that.
Okay, so my question then is, thank you for that, and thank you, Janet, and maybe it's been noted what Janet's question was and request. I would like to have an opportunity for us to have a conversation about that. I'm asking, can we have a workshop? Can we? Because this is really important as for us as elected councillors to understand how we do this. So I'm asking, you can say yes and no, but that's my that is my question.
I'm going to let John respond.
Well, okay.
Mr. Mayor, that's the process. We will have the council workshop, so the reports have just been released.
Yep.
We don't have to respond until the end of February.
Yep.
So it will be on the agenda at the for initial discussion at the December council workshop.
Yeah.
There will be information coming out for councillors to look at, to give their feedback. We'll start developing that. We don't have a workshop in January. We'll see how we're going. Mm. But there's another workshop in February as well. So we've got 3 months to work our way through this report. And if we can do it, there's existing council workshops we'll do it. If not, we'll do it otherwise. But I was going to talk about this in my report.
It's good we get to ask questions.
I was just going further to what Liz asked. In some ways, I think it's actually, even though I know we don't have the facts, we don't have all that, we haven't had the report done yet, but sometimes I think that the community expect us to ask questions rather than tell them what's happening or sort of, I'm just wondering whether it's not worth having some degree of, if not conversation, further communication. I know we have had some communication, but getting ideas from the community rather than telling them what we think is going to happen.
In July, we did an extensive community engagement process to get the input from communities what they thought, and we provided that report with our submission. So there's quite an extensive piece of engagement done there, and they gave their ideas at that point in time. The next stage, we need to have some detailed information for councils to be able to actually have an informed decision and position on the matter. So got their ideas. We won a few councils in the state to actually do an engagement process with the community to see what their thoughts were and the submit that to the board.
Okay. Any further questions,
Councillor
Hall?
Yes.
Johnston.
This is just about the fire and the SEC rates. You know, now it's not happening. I would ask, can we have a conversation at some point in a workshop about that?
Through Mr. Mayor, it's listed here in the agenda. We have a conversation around council submission to the current document.
Yes.
So we will form a petition today on previous discussions for our submission to the current document, which is ongoing, that hasn't been cancelled.
Okay.
If there's a subsequent one down the track, then we will respond to that down the track.
Thank you, John.
Okay, any further? We'll move on to 23.12.1, the Mayor's Communication, your information. 23.12.2 is the Councillor's Report. So, regular Councillor Chamber of Commerce and Tourism, Christy.
They had their first meeting just before our workshop, which I've reported on. The next meeting will be the 5th of March. I don't know whether they'll be doing anything before Christmas. Sometimes they do.
Social events.
Yeah, I agree. Councillor Brown.
There have been a number of meetings with council staff and councillors regarding climate change and mitigation. The Scamander Riverhouse Project evening at the Scamander Golf Club. Also was organised by Polly. The Shorebird meeting, of which we've been a part, Councillor Carter attended as I was unable because I was at a conference that week with Willott. And our next meeting is on the 6th of December, so it's been a busy area.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, our next meeting of East Coast Tourism is on next Monday, the 27th of November, here in St Helens, which is really good. At that meeting, we'll be looking at ratifying the sponsorship agreement and rules of association. Parks mentioned that the Friendly Beach day use area will be closed for the whole of the summer due to the bushfires. So that's the campground. And I'm pleased to note that 17 East Coast businesses made the final of the Tasmanian Tourism Awards, and all 8 that won the right to have coaching from East Coast Tourism made it through to the finals, and we ended up with 2 gold, 2 silver and a bronze from the East Coast, so that was fantastic.
Anything on the mental health
group,
Councillor?
No.
Access and Inclusion Advisory Committee, Councillor?
Yeah, we
had a meeting on the 13th of November. We completed planning for two events, which will be held for International Day of the Living Disability. St. Helens will be on the 30th of November with a focus on arts and craft activities, and St. Mary's will be held on Owen Grey on the 1st of December at the Wiganuts, probably talking about being bushfire ready, particularly for people living with disability in the community, which I think is a really important issue. Yeah. And we are also in the process of reviewing the policy document, which came up for review this year. And that was a long meeting with a lot of work done by the members of the committee. And hopefully we'll get a new document out of that that can then go for community consultation again. So, yeah, thank you.
Raymond Bruce, that's in response from the state.
Thank you. 23.13.1 of the Corporate Services Department report. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, councillors.
Good morning. You're pretty happy when I look at the infiltrate on the page.
Yeah. And there are staff here, Mayor.
Yeah.
Councillors, the Corporate Services Department report for the period is presented for your information. You'll note there that there's been a systems upgrade on Council's property management system. Our investment portfolio continues to be travelling exceptionally well. And there's an overview there on our digital transformation journey. Do I have any questions?
Somebody move off of the recommendation first. Move Councillor Peter, second Councillor Wright. Any questions to Corporate Services Manager? Councillor Johnson?
Under costs on page 27, can you just outline, it just says here at the end of the day, this journey is about cost savings, however it's more the efficiencies, blah, blah, blah. I'm just wondering what those cost savings may look like.
From a total digital transformation program?
Well, yeah, there's
you
cost
want me
savings.
To outline each
no.
one of them?
I'm asking the question. You can answer it however you would like.
Okay. Well, at this stage, Councillor, I'm unaware of exactly what the cost savings will be. And further at the end of the report, it says at the end of the day, this is a journey which will never end. So as far as actual cost savings go, it's not so much about cost, it's about organisational efficiency. So the more efficient we become, the more we should be able to save in costs.
And also on that ground, the more efficient we are, the more we can dedicate to service delivery.
Correct.
There'll be some cost movements, so we're not quite sure what will happen in relation to software, but there could be some savings in there, but there could be some additional costs, there could be some savings also, or there definitely will be some savings in relation to hardware, because we'll go from having four servers to camera solutions, so we'll save the capital with the maintenance cost there, but there will be some additional costs over there. So at this stage, we don't know what the full picture looks like, but there will be swings and roundabouts, and there's advantages and services as I said. There will be other efficiencies in which will free up staff resources which can be redeployed into service delivery rather than shutting them into the paper.
Thanks, John, for the clarification.
Thank you. My question is also relating to the digital transformation journey. That's a mouthful. It's just regarding, and I think it might help the other councillors who were not present at the LAGAC conference who saw the presentation. There was a discussion around that workshop being sent the video from the staff meeting, that I don't believe has come out, and I think that would be a very...
I thought it did. But we couldn't resend it.
I believe it was put on the hub rather than being sent out.
Yes, because of the size.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I wasn't aware of that. Because I think that will possibly assist some of our councillors in their understanding of how this journey might look and the benefits that can be gained from it. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Can I back this to the mic? All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 23.13.2 is the financial report. Ralph, you've got a lot of notes there, a few little things. Would you like to add anything else?
Mayor, the financial report, as ever, has notes attached to the items that you may have questions about. So if councillors have any questions beyond that, I'm happy to try and answer them.
Thank you very much. Can I somebody move the opposite recommendation? Councillor Chappell and Secretary Councillor Holmes. Any questions on the monthly financial report, please? There's no questions, I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. 23.13.3 is that this information centre report. Rao, would you like to comment on this one, please?
The VIC report continues to show that they're doing very well. There's a number of activities there from the History Room curator, which has all gone very well as well. And the door count was up around, well, slightly below the level it was last year, which I think is the first time I've been able to say that in about 5 or 6 months. So they might have had a slightly quieter time at the Visitor Information Centre.
Thanks.
Just a question. I did try to make the visitor information volunteers meeting at one point and then I wasn't able to make it. I'm just wondering, could you send us those dates, Raoul? And
yeah, sure.
It would be nice to support them by just showing up and sure. showing our thanks.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Also great to note the award that the History Room received in this report.
Any further comments?
Thank you.
Okay, I'll take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous, thank you. 23.13.4 is the audit panel meeting minutes.
Yeah, the audit panel met on the 16th of October. You'll note within the officer's report.
Yes,
but
with Councillor Chappell and Councillor Owen, thank you. Sorry, I was a little bit quick for you, Becky. Give us a moment to hear it. Sorry. So the audit panel minutes, please.
Mayor, you'll note in the officer's report that the audit panel's reviewed the 2022-23 annual plan and the update on that, the review of the long-term strategic asset management plan and a number of other key functions such as the review of the annual financial report. And the minutes are provided for your information.
Thank you very much. Can somebody move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Chappell, second Councillor Holden again. Any questions on the audit panel report?
Do just want to apologise again for my absence.
That's all right, Councillor. Right. That's fine. The Mayor stepped in for a while.
It's very, very intriguing. Exciting
meeting.
Okay, thank you for the vote. All in favour, carried unanimous, thank you.
Thanks, Mayor, thanks, councillors.
23.14.1 is the Works and Infrastructure Report. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, councillors.
Morning.
David, would you like to talk to us about any of this?
Just that we're getting to the end of our flood relief activity. We're currently working on Upper Scamander Road and we have some work to do on the mountain bike trails. We're just waiting on assessment around Eagles at the moment before we go in there to do any works. And then the final bit of work is on Methina Road where the river washed away some of the seal and that will be done in December. Outside of that, we're tracking on pretty well. The other thing I just mentioned is just a follow-up to Councillor Johnson's earlier request around traffic, measuring traffic flow in Falmouth. We completed that activity. We'll be sending through a report. But essentially there, 90% of the traffic was complying with the speed limit of 40 kilometres an hour. Only 10% were not. And the maximum speed we recorded across a two-week period was 59 kilometres an hour. So what we typically do with these information that we collect is we pass it on to Tasmania Police for their interest and let them follow up as they require.
Well done, thank you very much. Can I have somebody move the report we received? Councillor Peter, Secretary Councillor Johnson. Do we have any questions today on the report? Councillor Drummond?
This is on page 57 and it's related to the weed management. I've had some people in the community who are quite concerned about periwinkle, or bindweed as it is called, coming up from the pass into St Mary's and encroaching further along the main road. Again, it was just, it relates to the question earlier on, because I already had this in my book to ask you, could we please liaise with State Roads about managing the roadside reserves? Because I think that if they're not managing their roadside reserves, it sends a pretty poor message to our community members when we're asking our community members to have a 10-metre freeway boundary and we haven't got it on the main highway. But it was primarily around the periwinkle or the bindweed coming out of the pass into the St Mary's Valley that's problematic. So if we could do something, that would
be great. Yes, we certainly can.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Councillor Johnson?
This is just to say thank you for that. I noted that it was there literally the next day after the question. So the people that requested it were very thankful because I'm quite surprised with the 59 because, anyway, I don't know how accurate they are, but, wow, they, yeah. But thank you because, and the people that requested it were very surprised it was there so quickly.
They're very accurate, and we leave it out there for a few weeks because the first few days people deliberately slow down, but then they forget and it becomes the norm.
Yes. Thank you for that. And just the other question was, in Falmouth, the gorse and thistles, is that around the lagoon? Or yeah?
There's a few hotspots there.
Yeah. Gorse, yes. Thank you.
Carried unanimous, thank you. And 23.14.2 again, I'll report. David, basically it is as it is, as the, unless you had any other comments?
There was outside of the reporting period last week, just for information, a very severe dog attack on a courier. That courier was hospitalised as a result of that. And so we've been working with the police and following up on investigations currently, and we'll continue to do that so over the next few days.
Thank you very much. Can I have somebody move the report be received? Councillor Oldham, seconded Councillor Wright. Any questions to David? Councillor Drummond?
Just one. We did talk about doing a fact sheet to residents on how we deal with official reports of nuisance and stressing the confidentiality aspect of that. Because I know that is something that concerns people in the community, that if they make a report, it might come back to them. So I think the sooner that we can do that, the better.
It's going to be in the newsletter, what was discussed was included in the newsletter. So the next newsletter goes out in about a week's time, I think, something like that.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
well,
thank you
for
the vote. I was just going to say, we did talk about Coastal Column and other publications as well. Yeah.
All in favour? Very unanimous, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, thanks, David.
15.1, there's the Community Services Report. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Councillor.
Good morning.
So, Chris, would you like to talk to your...
Certainly. Can I just make a correction in the community events activities? The Bushfire Ready Neighbourhood session is this Thursday, the 23rd, and if possible, and you're talking to community members, if you could promote it. It's a very worthwhile session for them all to come so that they're prepared for any upcoming fires that we may experience with the upcoming fire season.
Can you tell us what time maybe?
I think it's 6 o'clock, but I did send you the email.
Just that you've raised it. Mm. So it's on the 13th.
23rd, 23rd, this 23rd. Thursday at the Portland Hall, yes.
Thank you.
And not the 28th, yeah.
Okay.
Can I have somebody move the report to be received? Councillor Drummond, Secretary Councillor Barnes. Any other questions or comments? Councillor Drummond.
I was just curious as to what Collins Entertainment was on the St Helens foreshore on page 63 for December 24th.
So through your mayor, they are rides for young people.
Thank
yes.
you. I thought that might be, but I wasn't sure. Thank
yes.
you. And just a question about the Breaker Day Christmas Festivities Committee. I can barely speak this morning. Is that including like St Mary's as well?
Correct.
Great, thank you.
It's whole municipality. So we have representatives from Fingal, St Mary's, Scamander, Beaumaris, and St Helens.
Yep.
Councillor Johnson.
This is just a comment. Thank you. I think it's great that we're doing this bushfire ready neighbourhood session. This is really important with everything that's going on all over the place around heat and bushfires and etc.
And I think it's important because we also have a lot of one way in, one way out, and you know, it's letting people know what they probably need to do themselves because they can't expect a fire engine to be at every household. Yeah. So that's why it's important that we spread the word and that they come and do their planning or learn how to do their planning. Yeah.
Thank you.
Can I just ask a question about that? Were you talking about actually accesses for trucks and stuff like that? Because I know we've found that through work, that a lot of people are not aware of what the actual correct access is, and if you don't have your access wide enough for your truck, they will not come in.
I get you, sorry.
Yeah, access for the actual fire vehicles.
Yes, and if it's not, I can certainly earmark that for communication. Yeah. Can I just add, Councillor Chappell raised about the visual display boards for events. Could they be put up? We took it to our local emergency management committee, and TAS Police have taken on board for their responsibility to have that in place. It's a state road, so council to do anything like that would have to go through a process, and it's not a quick fix. So TAS Police have said that they will take it on board. They've also said that sometimes it's a short-term stop or a long-term stop, and they're guided by the information that they're provided with. So, but they did say that they would work on that. Yeah.
Thank you. No further questions.
I'll take the vote. All in favour?
Thank you, councillors. 23.16.1 is the Development Services Report.
Good morning, Mayor, councillors.
Morning.
Morning.
Okay, Jake, yes,
Philip. Yeah, thanks, Mayor. Nothing too specific to report further to what's already in there. Obviously wrapping up the bylaw process has been a big task for the department, and I'm busy trying to get these tenders finalised for Fingal Community Shed and the Samaris Indoor and Evacuation Centre. So, it's progressing fairly well. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Somebody move the report we received. Councillor
Clark, second to Councillor Wright.
Questions to Jake? I'll take
it from
Councillor
Wright. Just on page 72, we're calling it the St Mary's Evacuation Facility. Can we have one name for that building? It seems to be sometimes called an evacuation centre and other times called... I just think it leads to confusion in the community because they kind of go, oh, we're talking about two different buildings here. Mm. That was asked of me, what is that building? Because I think it's known as the evacuation centre, isn't it?
Yeah, through you, Mayor. Yep, that's definitely my bad. I've also been guilty of calling it a few different things, but I think officially it should be Samaria's Indoor and Evacuation Centre is actually what the...
I just think it leads to clarity in the community, because when there's different names going around and there's a lot of angst about this building in the community, we need to be very clear in our communication. So
sure.
If we can just get that. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries.
Okay, well,
I'll
come to the remark. All in favour? Very unanimous. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jake. 23.16.2, draft land use planning and approvals. Right, yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Deb. Obviously, this one's still a live topic.
So this item is regarding the state government's proposed introduction to amend the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act to introduce development assessment panels. The development assessment panels are put forward as an alternative pathway for decision making, mainly aimed, I believe, at complex or contentious development applications. It also contains a consideration as to whether under certain circumstances the Minister's role is extended to direct a council to initiate a planning scheme amendment. We have prepared a response to the state government, which mainly looks at issues surrounding the timeframes for responding that we've been given. So that's the main crux of the letter to the state government. It also includes about our thoughts on how matters of state interest should be best handled. The questioning, the removing the ability for the development assessment panel decisions to be appealed, amongst some other matters. So the recommendation is that the attached letter that's been drafted and in draft form be forwarded to the state government with a copy sent to the Local Government Association of Tasmania as well.
John, would you like to make any comments on it? Because they're like to be a little bit happy for their
candidacy. You want me to expand? Perhaps we could expand perhaps through questions, maybe.
Okay, well, I just get somebody to move the officer's recommendation, Councillor Johnson, seconded by Councillor Chappell, and open up the questions to them. Councillor Brown.
It's not a question. It's just to say that I read the letter that has been prepared with John's signature on, and I thought that it was an excellent letter that was based on the discussions at the workshop. And I thought it encapsulated what was raised there. And my main concern is that we as a council, as I expressed at workshop, shouldn't be railroaded into making a decision without proper consultation. So I think that asking for that extension of time, but saying that we still want to be a part of this conversation, I think that letter is really well done. So I thank all the staff that are involved in framing that.
I would like to second that. That's, thank you very much, all of you that have...
Deb's work.
Well, Deb, and
well,
and
it was really signature, but I'm thank you for whoever was involved.
And it was, and I think it was also reflective of really took into consideration what the councillors had put forward, and I really thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thanks. No, we did take the points from the workshop, and John very generously tidied up my my letter. Yes, that's right.
It's a good team effort. And,
exactly.
Since then, of course, we've been given a slight extension, so we're pretty lucky there. Everybody comfortable with where we are on that bit?
Can I ask what the extension is?
I think it might have been 4 weeks.
I haven't seen that, yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure there I've got a couple of meters on the desk. I don't know if it's been publicised yet, but of course it has. But they are looking at about a 4 week extension.
I still think it needs more than 4 weeks. I just think it's such a comprehensive document that, you know, this is of great importance to our community. This, future, this is the future of development in our community.
At least our letter encapsulates where we are. And we put it forward and go.
Thank you.
So if everybody's happy, we'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. Thank you very much for that, Deb.
And John.
23.16.3,
proposal of my laptop's just decided to do updates. It's quite handy. So, to the old school way. So, before councillors is a copy of submissions 1 to 7, redacted for privacy reasons. A copy of the draft bylaw that includes track changes, and a copy of the bylaw, which is the final version, and the regulatory impact statement, which hasn't undergone any changes. So apologies for all that information in front of you. Unfortunately, that's just what we've been told we need to provide to you for public information. So the advertising period was from the 13th of September, 6th of October, which slightly exceeded the legal timeframes. We did receive 7 submissions. I've tried to briefly summarise the issue within the table, within the report, and our response in relation to those submissions. Effectively, in considering the submissions, there was really only a small administration change, which was more in relation to the number of poultry or the limits, that that the bylaw just didn't actually give an ability to apply to the general manager to exceed those number of poultry in special circumstances. So we've included that change. There's also quite a number of other administrative changes just after having a detailed analysis from Simmons Wolfhagen. So probably it's just more consistency in wording throughout the document. And also, what's probably new to councils there was the introduction of the penalty unit. So that had come up through analysing other bylaws, that
they'd refer to fee schedule, but in fact the correct way to do it is to refer to penalty units. So effectively that caravan licence is assigned a certain number of penalty units and it'll go up, you know, indexed with the relevant penalty unit annually. All those changes contained within that didn't substantially, the lawyer considered that none of the changes substantially changed the purpose or effect of the bylaw, and therefore it's recommended for final endorsement. Hopefully.
Look, thanks. Over to you. A lot of work got into this. Can I have somebody move the opposite recommendation? Councillor Lever, seconded Councillor Johnston. Do we have any questions or commentary on this one?
I still have a little kind of discomfort around, which I've said in the past. Our community seemed to be very focused on cats and dogs, and I have concerns around the limitation of the poultry issue, as I said to you before, we do live in a rural area. And the retrospective application of that, I understand that it's only if a problem arises. I just think it makes a very murky kind of ground for us, really. If some people have got 12 poultry and no complaints, then we're not going to, from my understanding, we're not going to ask them to reduce that number. So I feel a little bit, uncomfortable about it.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cullen. Your concerns are noted. Jake, the only issue that I had, which was not really an issue, it was more of a concern that I thought I'd raise, 3, 4 and 5 regarding the place for the waste bins on the footpath we have a minute. We keep hearing that people in Scamander with people with wheelchair access are being forced with no rider's wheelchair access, are forced onto the road because people always put their rubbish bin right on the footpath, which means they can't get round it because of the grass. And we can't reflect and change the world, but it's just whether we try to have an education program in the future of understanding some people with motorised wheelchair access to finding great difficulty, especially in the area of traversing around rubbish bins that are sitting on the footpath, and how we may help overcome some of that just with education.
Mm. Thanks, Mayor. Yeah, your comments are noted. That, it is about, the education in relation to the placement of bins, but particularly, moving forward, that the subdivision guidelines released by Local Government Association Tasmania does consider this issue, including services and other things that occur within the road reserve. So I think moving forward, we know where we're going, but it is those areas that are tight, and other subdivisions where there isn't necessarily room and they're forced to leave them on the footpath. So it is just about education, really, in that space.
Yeah, it's just a comment. That's all that we need to education moving forward. We can hopefully allow people to understand what they're building and how they may affect other user groups. Councillor Drummond.
Thank you, Mayor, for raising that issue. It is an issue that's been raised by the Access and Equity Committee quite often about things being left on the footpath and the difficulties that brings people in motorised scooters or wheelies or any of those things. So I thank you for raising that.
If we have no further questions, I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Continue, please.
Mayor, I was going to add a piece of my report, which was around the future of the government review process. Obviously, the report's been delivered. We've got to the end of February to respond to this report. Council submission focused on the creation of the First Coast Council, but we left the southern boundary as a point of discussion. It was kind of what needed to happen before the position could be formed. Effectively, the board have followed that position, though they've had to draw a line on the map, so to speak, so they've drawn the line and then added some words around an alternative picking up the Wishart area. I think it's worth, Mr. Mayor, noting a few of the points in the report at this point in time. I might go into the detail. But in the report on page 15, they map out a time frame for how and the process around how they will move this forward, where there is interest from councils in relation to these sorts of investigations. There is a period of time, basically, they're looking between mid-2024 and mid-2025 for the effectively actual process, which does involve substantial community engagement. Within the report, they talk about the establishment of community working groups, which is a different mix of council, state and community. But they've made it pretty clear through there that there's expectations that there'll be extensive community consultation and engagement through this whole process before it actually goes to an electoral poll on what's proposed. Other two things in there, the shared services have been mandated. Initially it focused on professional staff, but IT is also in the frame. No surprises with that. New local government, most councils have been around for a little while. We recall that back in about 2019, there's a lot of work going on in relation to the new local government act, and then it stopped then, so to speak, and we progress. So obviously they're going to pick that up, that work, and their intent is to have a new local government act by the end of 2024.
I'm sorry,
did I hear that loud? Yeah, it's a double that one. I won't have a breath on that one. There's interesting one around strategic planning framework, and they're proposing a strategic plan which goes for 4 years, which is developed at the start of the new council within 12 months. I've looked at that and I'm wondering why strategic plan for 4 years. All of the strategic plans have a lot longer window that they look at. But then I look at the detail there, and they're talking about what is effectively a corporate plan. They're talking about workforce, they're talking about learning development for their members, they're talking about financial and asset management, they're talking about community engagement. So they're all inward focusing. So I'm not sure whether it's a language issue or what, but I have got initial concerns around the emergence of certain interactions as well. There's a performance reporting system in there, and then the financial, there's a number of financial elements in there, but I just thought they were a bit lightweight around asset management and the personal bias of assets as well. That's the first little high level cut through on that, Mr. Mayor, but obviously from here we'll have it on the December council workshop for our initial conversation. We'll get some information out to council so that we can start framing a response. I'll be guided by council on this one because I've looked at what's there and I'm wondering how much impact we're going to have with the detailed submission because basically they'll take recommendations. I think we've got to get some clarity in some key areas, but we've got Jeff Wood into it. There's a conflict discussion inside as well. And then, yeah, end of February, Mr. Mayor. Do you have a response?
Then I ask that he move that we receive the report. Councillor Chapman, second Councillor Barnes. Questions to our General Manager? Councillor Weber.
I noted that the General Manager neglected to put in his report the fact that he won an excellence award from local government, making him the greatest General Manager this side of the Black Stump. So I think we congratulate you on that, but that should have been in the report.
Thank you, Councillor. That's a good answer.
Depends where the black stump is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Black stumps you see are the government for the
police. James was going to put John's quote in that he said when he was announced, but you decided not to.
Can you publish that?
I don't think John's not.
No, it's printable actually.
You could put dot dot dot.
Yeah, I don't think that's printable. I just think the amount of work that's going into the Visual of Government Review, thank you to all the staff who are involved in that, to you, John, I think. And it's a big process for us, and I think having that workshop issue in December will start us on that journey and hopefully enable us to get a response by February. It's a big ask, but maybe we can do it. The thing at Scamander the other night I thought was very interesting. I'm sorry that I missed the afternoon session. There was a confusion around that. I just wanted to ask, though, and this is something fairly personal, I guess. There's an item in here around the Deer Scan app, and I went looking for that because...
Which one?
Oh, page 191, there's a Deer Scan app mentioned about reporting sightings of feral deer in the municipality. Now, I went looking for that app only because on my morning walk 2 days ago, I was shocked when a deer leapt out of the bush and ran up the road in front of me.
Is that happened to Mary?
Yep. They were there after the fire. They did come through after the fire.
No, it's actually been there for about 40 years. I think it was left out at the top of March, about 40 years ago.
They're there, but I never see them. But I am actually, like the last few days, they've been in my paddock and they've been up and down the road. So I went to look for the deer scan. What I found was something called feral scan that you make the report of the deer on. Is that the same app?
I'll have to check with the exec officer on that particular one.
Just having a look now and see what we've got.
We should check and see
if I had a look too.
It's actually called feral scan. I mean, you report all kinds of different feral animals. I think that could be it.
Yes, I do know, but no, I'm not engaging in that process. I just wanted to make a report of the deer.
Can confirm that that is the right and the same app.
So it's called Feral Scan?
Yeah.
And it's also for feral animals. Thank you. So can we change that in the team so when people go looking for it?
Do we have any other questions to
It's
actually still named deer scan. It's just
underneath.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else? The only comment I'd like to make towards the new review that's been put forward, if we continue and with the instigation of the new investigation into the East Coast Council that they've put forward, the government has made it very clear that whoever moves towards voluntary amalgamation, voluntary boundary adjustments, and all of the extra, the government at present time will be looking at financially supporting the transition to quite some extent. Down the track, that may not be the case, and we all know the transition costs can be probably pretty expensive, so it's very nice to be recognised in the first early movers of the investigation without having any perceived outcome that will happen or whether it won't, but at least if we're involved in the investigation we'll have the data to come back to validate whether it's feasible or whether it's not.
So does that mean they'll pay for the report that KPMG did for us?
Probably not.
Previous mayor.
I was asking.
Probably not the previous report, but whoever the investigation going forward, obviously, there'll be consultant costs. I doubt whether they'll be staff by costs, but we can ask.
I just wanted to clarify, as the mayor has said many times, no question is a silly question. It's the one that's not asked. About what has been reported, you know, because when I saw it, you know, I went, oh my God, I don't remember us going from there to Sorrel, you know. And as you've said, you think the two that there was that section, like it's a typo, that those it should have been two councils. Is there any way we can...
It's in the map, and it tells you in the end that if you read it, St Helens, and then there's a piece in the centre that's got a row of dots around it. The people in that area have both decided they want to go each way.
Each way. Yeah. It's just that I hear that that does, I, you know, people can delve down into it, but if we think there is a typo, I think that just would... It would be good to be able to make that clear to people because, you know, even me as a councillor, not that I'm saying I'm anything special, I don't know if there's anything we can do about that. That's all I'm asking, John.
Yeah, certainly. In the, yeah, it's thank in the you. Final report community summary on
yep.
page 4,
yep.
at the bottom there, it's just got Braithwaite, Glamorgan, Spring Bay and Sorrel.
Yep.
And then the next line, it's got Hobart and Glenorchy, in brackets, into two councils.
Yeah, I know, it doesn't make sense.
Two councils, so yeah. how's that going to two councils?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the bit in the bracket, there's a yellow line, and this
yeah.
is where the... But it's actually, I'm surprised that the meeting picked it up, because maybe they just went to the back end and they worked their way back from it. It's in about the last 10 pages of the
okay.
report.
But I think they just read the community report.
Yeah, that's yeah. where it is. It's yeah. just in the community summary, but it's right.
Thanks.
It'd be just very interesting to watch the conversations and sit back with a nice cup of tea and watch the conversations between Hobart and Glenorchy and see how that all pans out.
Yeah, so my thing was, I haven't actually read the full report because we had this to read as well once that came out. What I did do was read the community report, which was only about 8 pages or something at the same time, so I scanned that. And I saw those errors, and I thought it would be good if we could get that changed and clarified, because there's a lot of... It seems to me I'm pointing out a lot of communication and confusion today with residents.
Yeah, the rest of the report is quite clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just this book is there, and the media hasn't helped, because
yeah.
they've been just
exactly.
wrong from the start, so I'm not watching with it. Yeah.
No other questions on this? I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? And 23.17.2 is the council meeting days and workshop days for 2024. Has anybody got any concerns on the officer's recommendation on those dates? They're very substandard. I mean that because that's always the
third. Yeah, I agree. I was just wondering about January. I know we don't have one. If there's any way we can add workshop. Yeah, okay.
The problem with trying to have one in January
yeah.
is because of the Christmas meeting.
Yeah, I know.
But if we do need to have a special workshop for a future, like we don't.
That might be
it.
Okay, thank you. That was my concern, just around that.
You just can't
yes.
achieve, like, it'll actually be on Monday the 1st of January.
I know.
So, I'm not starting to be pretty dedicated, but I think I'm yeah. And yeah. I think councillors would probably all align with that one.
Yeah, but it was more what you've just raised, if there was room for a special
if we
one.
Do,
yeah.
We'll have a special.
Yeah.
Councillor Drummond? Just a trivial thing. I assume that we'll get invitations to those meetings, so
we're
going through my diary
yes.
now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so once we set those, then. Meeting invites will come out.
Fantastic.
And they'll get into your calendar.
Should I have somebody to move the opposite recommendation? Councillor Johnson, thank you for yourself. Right. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 23.7.
Right, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, we're on a roll, aren't we? Okay, well, let's have a 10-minute break.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So we're just made through the first report we have received from council. I'll just touch on obviously early in the year, the quarter way and progress is sitting at 24%. The key areas of variation, obviously, just working through the goals, so
And happy to take questions as we go on. You don't have a very high level, Mr. Mayor.
Yep.
So in relation to the community goal, the two of you there, which are very big, one is well-being, but a lot of the activity is focused in the first part of the year, with a certificate and festivals and things like that happening. Communication, yeah, obviously the had a slight deferral on the website review, but that will come back later on. So that's in relation to community. Economy, a couple of more significant variations. One is brand, but it's not actually variation, even though it's showing only 5%. That one's not actually scheduled to start until early 2024 as well. So that'll be the bump late in the year. Population, we've had our resources focused elsewhere there as well, mainly in the housing area, just dealing with the housing process. But that, there's only a couple of small activities in there. I will note that, just in relation to the population one, that it will potentially be worth us looking at getting Dr. Debbie to update our population figures. And for the trend information we've got there, of course, that will also be important for a bit of decision making around the housing, health services, and also will feed into the future of the government review process. In relation to the environment goal, obviously appropriate development, that key focus area is at 42%, and obviously one of the key activities was completion of the LPS, which happened early half the year. And we say completion of the LPS because we did complete the LPS process, we've now got the subsequent process as well, and that was scheduled for early in the year, that has happened. Infrastructure, the couple there is Austin Town, slow progress with progress. So that's a parking strategies, which Managing Infrastructure and Development Services has done a lot of information on and has commenced work on that process. I'll be talking to Dave about that, and probably a bit more of a conversation with councillors in this space, given the presentation that the Garden Grove Association conference, which is about parking places and streets, which maybe worth just having a little look at that, how whether there's an opportunity.
I think I did send out the link to that presentation.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
I just thought it was really useful as well.
Mm.
And the Transport Master Plan, who has a comment on that, but we've heard from that. Which future. But it's worth us putting those points on the table now. And I'll consider that feedback.
Can I somebody move the recommendation? Councillor Chappell, second Councillor Drummond. We've got any other points that we want to note or any questions or other concerns? Councillor Drummond?
Just to say that I think that the points noted, as John said, about 15, really captured the discussion that we had at the workshop. I do think this is really concerning for our residents, and I'm really glad that a working party has been established, and hopefully we'll get some different document come out, because I just don't know how you're going to sell that to community, really. And I think, as you've already raised in there, how do we communicate to our residents that this is a state government in position? They don't see the differentiation quite often between it's on their rates notice, therefore it's a council concern. So I have really grave concerns because they're massive increases.
Yeah, that's right, Councillor Drummond. Right, effectively, they've got a method to do this. They raise land tax based around AA values. There's nothing more for them to actually do this themselves, but it's easier for them to get councils for it.
And I acknowledge that they've got in there about concession rate increases to allow for that, but it would be far better, as you say, if they do it through their own mechanism and not impose it on councils to do on their behalf.
My comments were fairly similar to what Janet has said, so thank you for the points that it seems to cover what we were discussing. I did just, in relation to what you just said, that there's a new working party with a few people on it. I just wondered, do you know the makeup, or has it been put out there of the makeup? Because my understanding when they said, when he came out and said, well, you know, now that we've met with all these people, it's not quite what, you know, I'm backstepping, basically, and I will bring the relevant people to the table, the stakeholders, so that we can look at something that's better type thing. I just wondered if you know, John, how that looks.
Yeah.
Councillor Johnson, if the Minister does any more backflips, he's going to be eligible for the gymnastics at the Paris Olympics.
Yes. I still want to... I just wondered if you knew who they were, the people.
Yeah.
And do you think they're relevant?
Look, he's had around the table, and now he's with certain organisations, and now he's having a working group.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's finalised.
Okay.
Membership. There's been some people indicated. I think given the amount of that that the Minister's been doing, I wouldn't like to say with any certainty that he's finalised the membership of this working group, but I would expect that the Local Government Association
that's
would
have
a seat at the table.
Yep, okay.
I would expect there'd be a few other bodies with a seat at the table.
Yep.
Including Fire,
yep. SES.
I hope so.
Yeah, we've had it. Also, local government.
Not always a representative working group that gets formed. So.
I suppose my question was to tease out whether the local government association would be. Johnston? Jay. Mine starts with Jay.
Councillor Johnson, I actually tapped on the shoulder by the Minister.
Okay.
So Dion and myself were both on the working group. I have great concerns about any group that is tapped on the shoulder by a minister, because it's like employing consultants. You tell them what you want to end up with before you pay the bill. I'm a little bit concerned about having a working group that is tapped on the shoulder by the minister. But if our group is formalised, I will be trying to make sure that the terms of reference will bring in more relevant people to be on the working group and have terms of reference, not people just tapped on the shoulder to be there, that may be feeling that they have to support things that they might not want to support. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, so they won't give fearless and frank.
I think it will be fearless and frank.
From you, but maybe not everybody else.
Me and the Minister have got a very good working relationship.
Okay.
The reality is we'll wait until we have that meeting and we'll go from there. So if council is also happy, Mr. Mayor, then we will provide our submission based on the information that's in the officer's report.
Well, if everybody's happy, I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous, thank you. So I look, I'm going to have to kick all the members of the public out and we'll go into closed council. So can either somebody move that we go into closed council, Councillor Drummond?